Keeping It Real with Nyree, Fiona, and Greg. You can go with your first. Your beer.
Go with my beer?
Yeah. Kay. Although, let me say, we've already had
one.
We had one.
Well, Greg had one. Scotch, one beer, and this one. So
Scotch
this
was my small.
Second. Yeah, it's always small.
Scorch on the Scotch.
Yeah, it's always small. I'm drinking Pastime Pilsner from Cameron's Brewing Company out of Oakville. This is a new one. I haven't had this one before, and it's actually really nice.
Not really good at giving good reviews. There's no like.
It's really coffee. Nice.
It's really nice.
It's a little malty. Like this one's a little bit more malty. I think. But I think, yeah.
You don't know.
Like, I don't know. I'm not a connoisseur. It's not like I
wouldn't know.
Swirl it around my palate and sniff it. And yeah, this is a $3.85 for a can of beer. So, you know, like, but it is a 5%er. So we're good. We're creeping up there today. So, King Can. Mm-hmm. Bingo.
So,
you got some big hairy bastard on the front of that.
I totally judged this wine on its label.
It's awesome.
That's the best.
It is. And actually, it's a really good one. It's called El Guro. It is a mad hairy fella. And it's from Spain. And it is a full-bodied, smooth red wine. And actually, it is really, really
yeah,
nice.
You should see the logo on it. It's like the ugliest, hairiest dude you could ever imagine. Windblown hair, freaking big-ass beard.
I feel like that's like some like cult leader sort of.
No, he's freaking one of those... guys that live out in the bush.
Mm. Yeah, but he's got good wine, so maybe we would follow
who cares
him.
What like, he looks like? Yeah,
that's right.
He's got good
okay,
wine.
Okay, now we've just dropped our standards.
Drink your wine.
But it is a Spanish wine, the El Vino Tinto. I know that one. There you go. Red wine from Spain.
Tinted.
But we should probably mention why we had the scotch.
Oh.
Oh, yes. It was our 100th episode.
That
Chris has recorded,
yeah. Because I had some more before. And then we moved to professional studios, which makes us sound awesome.
We actually have not just doing it off the iPhone.
The iPhone worked. It got us started.
Yep.
You got to start somewhere, and we've progressed. We've got a much, awesome sound quality, courtesy of Isle of Sound.
Right. Yes.
So if you want to do a podcast, you should come down here and do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the dude. He's like the Big Lebowski of podcasts. The dude.
Yeah, except he likes the Eagles.
That's the only difference.
Yeah. The Big Lebowski
does
like
not the like the Eagles.
The Eagles suck, but they don't.
No, they do suck.
I know, they don't.
I don't like the Eagles.
Anywho.
Okay.
Anywho.
So, we are 2 weeks into our Grand River CrossFit Open Intramurals.
2021 or 22. reset. Yeah, so no. 24.1 and 24.2.
We've done. Fiona's done both of those workouts. Which one did you like better?
I would say probably 24.2. Yeah, as much as I don't like to skip, I like it better than burpees.
Yeah, I've done 24.1 and it sucked.
So what exactly was 24.1 for our listening audience?
So 24.1 was the biggest feckin' workout you could imagine that I've done in a long, like, that was a nasty
piece of shirt. So it was a 15-minute time cap.
Yeah.
And it was a 21:15:9. So the whole, like,
yeah.
It was
no. It was not.
CrossFit Classic. Yeah. So Dave Castro did, you know, who programs the CrossFit Open and most of the, many of the CrossFit Games workouts, said the Open is going to be CrossFit classic CrossFit workouts. And so what does that mean? Well, he took the 21:15:9
and doubled it.
Yeah. And doubled it. So it was 21 snatches with
42
with your left 30 arm
and 18
arm, and then 21 burpees and then 21 snatches again on the opposite arm and then 21 burpees. So you had to do 42 burpees in that first round.
Yeah.
That and then it went on to 15 of all of it and then 9 of all. So the classic 21:15:9
times two.
That Nobody one, really that one really honked on Bobo. I'm telling you, like that one's that was a nasty. Like I got through the 21s, and I thought, okay, this isn't going too bad. And then I got 9 into the 15s, and I thought, oh my, like this sucks bad.
Why the hell
like,
am this, I doing this?
Yeah,
but
it's
there
like,
was a 15
what the hell?
Time cap.
Oh yeah, I know. And I beat the time cap, but yeah, I had to lay on the floor for that one for a little bit afterwards.
So you've done it, Fiona. What did you think of that workout?
I did it in the last heat,
yes,
of the Open workouts there at the gym. So that was rough watching everybody else doing it and then being the last set. Yeah. But yeah, not a fan of burpees. I'm not fast at them. The snatches.
So you'd rather do the snatches than the burpees. Well, see, I was the other way around. I'd rather do the burpees than the snatches.
Wow. And I'm glad that I scaled it. 35 is okay for me to do, but not that volume.
Yeah, yeah, that was 50, a lot.
The 50 for the RX weight got heavy.
Yeah.
Like it was a nasty.
Because I could do those relatively easy. And then I was like, oh, it took me forever to get the burpees done.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a lot of people who finished that workout. It was like, that was a 15-minute
fair amount, yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know.
Most of the people that finished it were scaled. But still, that's still a good...
There were still quite a few RX ladies who finished that workout. And I mean, damn, they were smoking it.
So it was good,
Yeah. So then 24.2 came out.
And then you got bent over backwards and rigging, you know, well, showing the 50 states. Yeah.
Really? You really should love coping, quoting horrible bosses.
And that was involved. What was the movements in that?
So that was rowing, deadlifts, and double unders. So all... There's always that workout in the CrossFit Games where you go from things that everybody could do, like burpees and the snatches everybody could do,
to
and
a more element skill,
where there's something that
a little bit more skill, you know, which this is double unders,
you know, kind of culls the herd for lack of a better description.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, so for this case, we had maybe five, six people who can.
No, there was there was four girls
and two guys who could do the
three guys that could do the double unders. So yeah.
So it really, if we were doing the open as prescribed, we would have lost 3/4 of our membership. Yeah,
for double unders.
Doing
just so get off your ass and start learning double unders.
They're not hard.
They're hard. Yeah. Well, they are hard to learn because you gotta, you know, from going from
you
a single
whip
skip
yourself
to
a lot.
Yeah, you gotta you're gonna get it's. Using the wrist instead of the arms, like swinging your shoulders around. Yeah. Like, so
it's interesting.
It's rhythm.
I am so impressed on watching Chelsea.
She does them backwards.
She does.
Yeah, backwards.
Yeah, double unders.
And technically,
if I had to judge that for the open, I wouldn't be able to do it. It wouldn't be allowed.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But, so when I told her, I said, we don't care.
Yeah.
There's to me, as far as I'm concerned, there's still legit double unders.
Like,
but yeah,
we're not doing it for competition.
And I mean, if you looked at her, watching her do them, you couldn't really tell if they were backwards or forwards.
Yeah.
Like, she's moving so quickly that it was, you know, you can't really tell.
I was saying, amazing. Oh, I've got a client who does backwards double unders. What? And that's then everybody's watching her. Like, oh my God. Like, she does them so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's actually she's very efficient with it.
Because even Kelsey said, is that skipping rope going backwards? Like, we're kind of watching, like, holy cow.
Well, and then I was talking to Raptor. I said, now everybody knows who you are because I said, I always talk about the backwards double under lady.
Yep.
And now they know who you are. So.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I said to her, are you a lefty? Because maybe I should try that.
Are you a lefty? Yeah.
No, you know, because sometimes things are backwards, right? Things are backwards for me being a lefty. So I thought, oh, maybe if you're a lefty, maybe I'm doing them wrong. I'm trying them wrong. But yeah. No.
Try them backwards. See if that screws you up.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, so just get whipped in the face instead of back of the head.
Take one in the forehead. Got a nice line across your forehead there.
What happened? The bangs grow because we got a whip mark across our forehead. Yeah, that one was a bit of a logistics nightmare because the first one was easy because we just had to deal with a dumbbell. And we could, as long as you had room to do your burpee on either side,
oversight,
you were fine.
Side, you're
fine. I mean, I was so glad when Nicole texted me, Dana asked to bring her rower. I'm like, yes. I said, no, I've got a plan. Oh, wait.
Yes.
No, bring her. Let her bring her rower.
Seven is better than six.
Mm-hmm. than six, and so we managed to make it work. But I had heats planned, and then the heats changed because can I go early? I've got I'm like, all right, so I'm.
Yeah.
And then
a couple of people signed up late,
and so they went late.
I got a late.
Yeah, yeah. So the biggest challenge was the barbell because you had
the biggest problem was the adding for people. So that's why I set up all the bars, and I have people ask, we got to add. No, you don't have to add any weight to it. I've got it all set up. Yeah. Don't touch it. I'm the guy adding, not
just show up.
Just show up, do it. Let me do it. Like, don't add anything. I know how people's CrossFit adding works. Like,
you had
your mathematics.
Kevin and who else was
Kevin helping? And Matt and Dan. They were pretty much helping me load the bars.
And I was trying to organize. Okay, you're counting for this person. You've got this person. Yep. I had all the heats organized. That one was just a little bit more thought because last year we only had 20 people participating.
Last year,
Yeah. Now we've got 44.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's over doubled.
Mm-hmm. And then we had 32 people in last night.
Yeah.
With seven rowers.
Yeah, 35 last week and 32 this week. So it was a big chunk of people. Yeah. But yeah, wow. it ran smooth. Like, it was really good.
It was loud.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. So loud. Like, it's so awesome. That's why I love this each year, because you see people just come kind of out of their shell and just kind of work.
Yeah.
They perform so much better in this environment than they would, you know, other places, right?
Oh, you've so got it's whole funny. Gym community yeah. cheering you on. Oh, yeah, on.
Cheering
you
on. Yeah. Like, there's nobody in the background going, boo.
Oh, never. You know?
Like,
never.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing in CrossFit that you can kind of, you know, see all the time, is everybody's cheering for everybody else.
I was a little intimidated when Matt came up and said, I'm going to count for you. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay.
One captain right. to another captain.
One captain to yeah. another captain. I'll count for you. Yeah. yeah. I'll cap for you, captain. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But oh, my God. But, by the end there, I think like a round and a half, my mouth was so dry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Give me a water bottle.
Well, oh, my God. Two long workouts, a 15-minute one and a 20-minute one.
Well, actually, two 20-minute ones.
Well, this okay. week, so I programmed Cindy.
Oh, God.
Which, yeah, everything hurts on me this week from doing Greg's, that. So, yeah. So, like, I mean, yeah, you're still sore.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still sore.
Yeah, and I haven't done either of the open workouts.
No.
And I'm hurting units.
You didn't do the first. Oh, yes, right. You didn't do the first one.
Gosh, I'm being shamed. You didn't do 24.
I'm shaming you. You didn't do
24.1.
I did 24.1.
Good for you.
Me too.
And now I'm saying that we should do 24.2 on Monday morning, and you're like,
What if one of our coaches needs a partner for the partner workout?
You're not
used to this, having a 6 a.m. class okay. and another coach in the gym.
You know what, though? You would kill that 24.2.
Then maybe I'll do 24.2 and you can just do whatever you want.
You would do well in that.
You can suck up. Oh, yeah. Other than the rowing, like, even me with the rowing, I don't like the rowing. I like deadlifts are going to get rough. Like, I mean, I watched Brendan do the deadlifts yesterday.
He was singling them there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, oh, God, this could be rough for me.
He did
amazing,
though. Mm-hmm.
He did. Like, his double unders are awesome.
Cheryl was like,
yeah.
He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Just doesn't seem like he gets
I wish
tired.
I was that young again.
Oh, my God.
Doing that one, like, because I'd like to do it with him. That would be good to do it with him.
I got a wicked picture of Kelly doing double unders.
Double unders,
awesome.
Yeah.
Who got the Spirit Award for last night?
Yolanda.
Nice.
But she was... She's
all over the place. She's all over the place. Yeah, she's the cheerleader. Yeah.
And I have to laugh.
I'm going to get her pom-poms for next year.
She needs pom-poms.
She needs pom-poms.
And then, so the standings were, you guys were behind Thrustbusters until Tim did that workout in Punta Cana.
Wow.
And got 515 reps for doing Cindy on vacation.
So what's the standings now?
So it's the Jerks, and then the CrossFit United, and then Thrustbusters.
Wow.
We'll see what happens, because we've got one more mystery workout, and then our big party workout at the end, which doesn't count for anything. It's just for fun.
It is for fun. Fun and beer.
I have to say, there's got to be something said for consistency, like showing up and doing the workouts.
Absolutely.
And I think our team, Toot.
Yeah.
Definitely does well for that.
Oh, yeah,
like, come regularly and do the workouts.
That's
it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know. I had a few who were sick, and then of course, you know, one of our vets got kicked by a cow. It's an occupational hazard. So stuff like that happens. I mean, I know, like, the people on vacation and stuff, but
It's March break now, so we're gonna have that this week. So
I'm so proud of everybody who's come out and enjoyed it, and everybody's had fun. That's all.
And
I
so
want.
Many new people, like so many, like, they've just started CrossFit and they're doing the CrossFit Open. So, you know, that's
getting told to do it.
Yeah,
and still coming out and doing it.
Intimidating as hell. Yeah. Like, you figure now you're coming out and you're performing in front of like 40 people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's crazy. Over half our membership, right? You know, that's doing a CrossFit Open. And I mean, you're performing. Like, you gotta work to your potential. Like,
meeting a lot of people you don't always get to see because you're either an afternoon person and you got morning people, and
that's
kinda cool.
Just builds that community, right? So that's the whole thing.
That's why I looked around and everybody's talking to everybody else.
Yeah,
and,
which is cool.
You know, you've got some people who are a bit socially, you know, have social anxiety, and they're talking to people. I'm like, you know what? This is what it's about.
Everybody's so easy to talk to.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing, right?
And people are coming out of their shell, and it's like, you know, this is great. So I don't even care what the workout is. It's just like, we've come to, it's just like a reason to come yeah. together and just have fun. And it's like, there's no pressure. There's none of this. Oh, you know,
do what you can. Like, do what cares? You can. Like, who cares?
I mean, we had Jean do jumping jacks because she doesn't, I was watching videos on how to skip. I'm like, so Greg went on the cross gates. Okay. The foundations is skip it or skip jumping it, jacks.
Jumping jacks.
She can do the deadlift. She can row. So we just do jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks. That's fine. It's not a big deal.
And she got a great workout and she kicked ass on that. So mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? That's fine. Like, you know, like,
and she had double ponytails. Like,
I know.
Like, that's crazy.
Well, and then of course her little boy had to come in and give me a hug before, like, because yeah. Jim, I go to the gym.
That's awesome.
I know, but that's like, that's what it's all about. Like, so she's expecting baby number two, and so obviously we're modifying. But you know, she said, "Put me at the last row in case I have to go pee."
So just in case you got to run to the washroom, she didn't have to run to the washroom.
She
did not.
She made it through the full.
Even Kelly didn't pee. Well, that we know of, so because she's been known to let, I just did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, okay. No. Kelly's.
Gotta give her a splash guard.
No. Okay. Look, when you have kids, I appreciate the bladder issues. It's mm-hmm. it's a challenge, but
the old bladder splatter.
So predictions for 24.3.
I think the box jumps are gonna get thrown in there because they've been kind of sticking to the old school.
I've liked these last two workouts.
Yeah, they've been decent. I mean, they've been old school, like dumbbell. Well, really, dumbbells aren't old school. They've kind of been only introduced in the last, you know, few years. But, I mean, the movements are old school. They haven't really had a high-level gymnastics movement, so handstand.
I don't think you'll see that.
Maybe wall walks. I don't know. It's hard to say. But I'm thinking box jumps
might come. Dave Castro will throw some stupid-ass clue out there. It'll be like,
yeah, a chess piece. Like last time, a chess piece. Like, what the hell is that? Like, yeah. Jesus.
Although I mushrooms. Saw something that said
he's going to
have another special person doing the announcing. He's not doing it. He's stepping back.
Oh, yeah.
The second one, like this 24.2, he had some wrestler come and do it.
Yeah.
And he has someone else coming to do the third one.
Yeah.
But
that just means he hasn't he's not announcing. He programmed it. He didn't announce it. Yeah. It's like, I'll step back so nobody punches me in the head because this is going to be a bad one.
he's a former Navy SEAL. He can handle himself.
He can handle it. Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's not going to be like a barbell thing, like a weighted.
Yeah.
Ladder. You
know, it could be.
I would love to see a weighted ladder.
You know what? It'll be, well, I was telling you there before, it could be one of those, okay, it's going to be this many minutes, and then if you get through it, it's going to be, they're going to add 2 minutes, and they're going to add. Those suck.
That was last year. Was it a thruster or a clean and jerk?
I can't remember. I can't remember. But I know
it was a thruster because a certain somebody crushed that thruster.
Got a new PR on thrusters.
Yeah, but that's the cool thing about the open. Like,
you're going to push yourself.
You push yourself because everybody's cheering
you on.
It's
like being in a race, right? You're always going to go faster in a race than you do, like, running on your own.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Everybody's there, oh, my God, I got to go faster, right?
Motivator.
Oh, it is. Mm. It's huge.
Yeah. No, it's been fun. And, you know, like.
Because I remember them adding time to my thing. I thought, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Aren't I done yet? Like, I was finished.
You just dropped the mic. I'm out,
Damn it, it's a barbell
element. Really? Mic drop. I'm out. Yeah, come on. I don't want to do two more minutes. Like,
I laugh because I said like this, because Will had posted in our wadboard message board there. Oh, deadlift. So yeah, but all those people who love deadlifts are wishing it was just deadlift.
Yeah, just deadlift. Yeah. Not the double unders and the rowing. Not
the double unders and cardio rowing shit.
I would have liked the deadlifts
too. Yeah. Because everybody that hates cardio have hated these last two workouts because they're pretty much cardio intensive. So.
Well, and then I had.
Yeah, give us something, will you?
Can you imagine if next week another 20-minute AMRAP this?
Please just be 10 minutes.
Oh, my God, just kick me in the nuts now. Like, really? Like, come on. Like, Jesus. Like,
at least I know it won't be rowing.
Oh, here's another one.
It'll be fun. Yeah. It'll be fun. We'll have fun.
And element of surprise.
Element always, of surprise. That's right. Random, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's been a good time. Two in, one random to go, and then our big party at the end.
Yeah, big party. Yeah. We'll come up with a workout. I'll see what I can come up with for.
It'll only be 20 minutes. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, another 20-minute one. Yeah.
No, usually we do.
I know. We usually do 20 minutes. Yeah.
But that's it.
It's 20 minutes and then 45 minutes of drinking.
No, so, an hour and a half. Usually, no, those nights are like 20 minutes of fun or workout, and then like 9 o'clock, we're like, okay, everybody can go
like snot and then freaking drink.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Nicole's baking something. So.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I don't know if it's a cake or cupcakes or something.
No, I said keep
She's the best. Like I asked, you know, yeah, I won't say, but she, my birthday cake was the best.
The butter tart cake.
I didn't think it could be done, but she did it. And it was like the best. It was very good. She's my favorite.
Very small slice. That's all you need.
Nope. I had a big ass slice. A bunch of big ass slices on that one.
There's not many gyms we go to where drinking beer and eating junk food at
and the end of the workout. And your coach can make a butter tart cake.
Yeah. All right. So we've got 24.3 is on Friday, and we'll find out what it is on Thursday. And
box jumps.
Okay. Your prediction? See. I say power cleans.
Like a weighted ladder or something that. Yep.
With box
power jumps. Power cleans would be good.
Yeah. And yeah, it could be power cleans, thrusters, box jumps, freaking who knows. Yep.
Well, we'll find out. There you go. Yep. That's a recap of the first two elements of 24.1 and 2, the Grand River CrossFit.
Hallelujah.
There you go. That's it. Keep it real. Nairi, Fiona, and Greg.